You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
State police investigated a multi-vehicle crash Thursday morning in Bienville Parish. One fatality was reported. State police reported around 10:30 Thursday morning. State police responded to a three-vehicle fatality crash on State Highway 507 west of Highway 9. The victim was identified as Melissa Boyer, age 40, of Jonesboro. State troopers report a 2016 model International tractor trailer rig was traveling westbound on State Highway 507. At the same time, a 2015 Peterbilt tractor trailer was heading eastbound on State Highway 507, followed by a 2019 Nissan driven by Boyer. The International rig crossed the center line and exited the roadway to the left. The driver of the Peterbilt rig took evasive action, exited the road to the right, but was struck by the International rig before re-entering the eastbound lane. The Nissan was struck by the International rig. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the International rig was transported to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Peterbilt tractor trailer was not reported injured. The crash is under investigation by state police. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports a suspect is in custody in connection with an apparent kidnapping reported Thursday. According to reports, a 12-year-old child was taken from a location in Doyleen Thursday afternoon. The suspect, a female, was reportedly heading to South Carolina. The suspect and child were located in Monroe. The suspect has been taken into custody in Ouachita Parish. The child was not harmed, and the incident will be under investigation by the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. Minden City Police report an arrest on warrants for flight from an officer, speeding, and improper lane use. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists starting tomorrow and on Sunday from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m., moving operations, shoulder work, and intermittent lane closures are scheduled for I-20 eastbound and westbound between Monk House Drive and I-49. The work is associated with a drainage structure along the corridor. And a reminder as well, starting Monday at 8 a.m., Dorcheat Road over Caney Creek between Topeka Trail and Methodist Camp Road will be closed for about 6 months for all contractors to remove and replace the existing structure, with all work performed weather permitting. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 52, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low 28, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Saturday, high near 57, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low near 38, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Sunday, high 64, clear Sunday night, low 45, and that's the area forecast. The annual Minden Mardi Gras Parade is scheduled for Saturday. Parade time is at 5 p.m. Lineup starts at 2:30 Saturday at the Minden Fairgrounds. Here's the roadways that will be affected starting at around 4 p.m. on Saturday. MacArthur from Fairgrounds to Louisville Road. Louisville Road from MacArthur to West Todd. West Todd and all intersecting roadways. Elm Street and all intersecting roadways, Homer Road from Park Highway to Main Street, Main Street and all intersecting roadways, Broadway and all intersecting roadways, east and west from Elm to McDonald, Main and Broadway at Lee and Sibley Roads, Pine Street at Main and Broadway. You're urged to make arrangements to detour around the parade route. Roadways will reopen upon completion of the parade. Also, the Spring Hill Mardi Gras Parade is scheduled for Saturday. The theme is Toys on Main Street. The parade time is at 11 o'clock. Lineup starts at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at the South Main Mall. The parade will proceed down Main Street in Spring Hill. The Minden City Council has a workshop scheduled for Monday starting at 4:30 in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. They'll discuss public transportation, mobile food vendors, condemnation process, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas, discuss the December police report, also the December budget report and budget amendment discussion. The regular monthly session of the City Council is scheduled for 6 o'clock Monday in the City Courtroom in City Hall. On the agenda, appointments to the Downtown Residential Historic Commission, the Main Street Downtown Development Commission, the Minden Housing Authority Board, discuss an employee manual revision, new hires and promotions in the Minden Police Department, advertise for bids for a street improvements project, advertise for a fiscal year 2022 sewer rehabilitation project, adopt a resolution that adopts a language access plan for limited English proficiency persons, discuss authority for the mayor to enter into a contract with the services of Neil Irwin, attorney at law, to serve as outside counsel for the city and represent the city in matters pertaining to land use, zoning, employment, and other legal matters as may become necessary. Adopt a resolution to amend the city 2022-23 budget. Hear the budget report and police report for December. The meetings are open to the public. The Webster Parish School Board meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock Monday in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, recognize the employee of the month. Approve a multi-year contract with IK Network Solutions for the purchase of E-Rate Category 2 products and services. Consider approval of a change order for the new complex for the Minden High softball project. Expenditures from the Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund, $3,600 for new HVAC compressor and motor protection and parts at Lakeside, $12,600 to bore under concrete drives and install a 2-inch water line to an existing fire sprinkler system on the stage at Central Elementary. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, a payment of $2,525.60 to repair an HVAC system at Doyleen High, $4,870.92 to replace a defective coil and evaporator core in the nurses' station at Doyleen High, $2,570 to purchase field conditioner, Sure Dry, and mound clay for Doyleen High School, $5,500 for a sidewalk and landing at Doyleen High. From the District 6 half-cent sales tax fund, $122,800 to replace all the HVAC front-end controls in buildings A, B, C, and D at Webster Junior High. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $2,700 to screen and recoat the North Webster Junior High gym floor, $28,950 to purchase a 14x28 portable building to serve as a concession stand at the North Webster Junior High football complex, $15,619.97 to reconstruct selected fencing at the Sarepta Sports Complex. From the Shongaloo Building Fund, a payment of $5,649.96 to replace a 100-gallon water heater at North Webster Lower Elementary. From the Spring Hill Maintenance Fund, a payment of $1,750 to repair and replace multiple bleeder valves on HVAC water lines at North Webster High. We'll also discuss personnel and hear various reports. The meeting is open to the public. The Minden Housing Authority has announced that applications for the Section 8 waiting list will be available online only starting Monday, February 13th, ending March 13th. This is to be on the waiting list only and is only for housing inside the Minden city limits. You must create an account online to apply. The website is mindenha.housingmanager.com/. Graveside services for Gene Hurdle are scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning in the Gardens of Memory with Father Kalukalam officiating. Survivors are her husband, Roger Hurdle, Sr. Funeral service for Reverend Frank Jones, Sr., age 83, is scheduled for 10 o'clock today in the Roseneath Chapel with Reverend Dave Fortuna officiating. Burial will be in Mount Lebanon Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Diane Jones, son, Frank Jones, Jr., and twin grandsons. Graveside service for Lester Frazier Jr., age 65, is scheduled for 12 noon Saturday in the Mayflower Cemetery. Survivors include his son Marquez Shine, four sisters including Bobby Johnson, Rosalind Moore, Janice Clark, and Ella Cole. A brother, Charlie Ray Frazier of Minden, also survives. Services for Gerald Wayne Lewis are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Bright Star Baptist Church with Reverend Cedric Wynn officiating. Burial will follow in the Bright Star Cemetery. Survivors include his mother, Katie Jenkins, sister, Alicia Kennan, brother, Johnny Ray Miles, stepson, Xavier Wynn, stepdaughter, Diamond Wynn, and the step-grandchild also survives. Visitation is today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Kennan's Mortuary Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away. Call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. $15 each or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind, 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner, 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.